So 23 years, and it goes on. Mufti, I'm sure it's there in Pakistan, the same mentality. We've got family there also. They want to study, 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 study till they're blue in their face. And then they can't, even when they want to get married now because they're so old, nobody wants to marry them because they want someone young, someone who's active, not someone who's already, past that level, you would say. But nonetheless, they don't do hijama and all of that, so they don't stay young, Mufti. And they, I'm sure, I think if you're following Majlis and you're probably eating very healthy, all of this, what's your diets like, Mufti?
Well, very little meat, or a lot of potatoes here because of my background being American, and on almost every corner, there's someone selling French fries. So I'm heavy into the French fries, paratha, and I found a place that sells pizza, and I know that the cheese is okay, and the vegetables. I don't trust the meat though. So I'm alive. I'm able to survive. People here eat everything because they think everything is halal, and there's no caution. So I'm a little different.
That's here too. We have so many organizations. Every now and then, there's a new organization. But still, we say, we follow and try to say that, you know what, I, in fact, once sent to Mullah AS many years ago, I said, maybe Azad, you should start a halal organization. Then we'll follow it. But of course, it's not something that you can just do so easily. You've got to be hands-on. It's a major task which nobody wants to take responsibility of because you can't take responsibility. How do you go into all these organizations? Currently, Mufti Saab, what's happening here in South Africa is, you see, we have the DA. The DA is, our local people have also labeled them an apartheid organization. But they are part of the ANC. It's a whole unity government that is there. GNU. So, but what they want to do is eventually get into power. They're pro-Israeli. So they're putting this whole thing out where we've got all these stores. You know, it's on the side of this, the roads and all of this here. And many foreigners are running these stores. People from Pakistan, Bangladesh, you'll find all these. So they want to get them out. So they've started this whole campaign saying that maybe there was few truthful cases, but the way they're blowing this out of proportion, and our Muslimin as well on their stations as well, I've heard it, they've just taken because they it suits their agenda. So they want to drive these people out. So they created this whole thing saying that they're selling expired food. Yes, maybe there was a few cases, but the way they are blowing it out of proportion with the objective to get these people out. Because if you see, most of the foreigners are Muslims, and they've realized that if we take out the Muslims, the foreign Muslim foreigners, and especially the Muslimin, then we'll have more control over the country. Pakistan, I think there's, I'm not too sure, but when we went, that was probably in 2012. Yes, 2012. We didn't see much people from other countries. Mufti Saab, you can tell us better.
In Pakistan?
I know
No, you won't.
you are
Well,
one of them.
in Karachi, Karachi's like New York. All right. There are many people from different countries here in Karachi. But the ones, the Muslims from African countries like Kenya, Nigeria, etc., they're looked down upon because they're not here to st they're not here for madrasa. They're here to get academic degrees so they can go back to their countries and try to get better jobs. So they have very little to do with Islam, and a lot of them are involved in smuggling drugs back and forth. Aside from that, there's not too many from like Europe or any place like that over here. But a lot of Afghans are here. As a matter of fact, the Afghans, the Pathans, are the number one group in Karachi now. It used to be the Muhajirs, okay? The people had come from India, and Altaf Hussein was, their leader and what have you, causing a lot of problems. But in the last 10 years or so, the Pathans, they have, from Waziristan, they've come down to Karachi, and they own all the chai shops, and they make all the paratha and the roti. Because our women don't make chai in the house anymore, and our women don't make roti. Okay, they want their husband to get a card, a credit card, all right, and they want to eat takeout, all the time. Mm. All right, well, they're not cooking, and they don't have bosses. I mean, they have bosses because they don't. The only thing our women are doing from the middle class. The middle class and upper middle class, they all have, not all, but many have driver's licenses, and they go to the beauty parlor, several times a week. Mm. They drive themselves, or if they have a driver, they'll go with the driver there. So, but work at home is no, it's non-existent. But yeah. It hurts me because I'm a foreigner, technically, and they say very bad things about the Pathans, but the Pathans are doing all the jobs that our wives don't do.
Mm. I was hoping you don't say that on air, Mufti Sahab, because now when we go home, they're gonna say, "You see what they do." we're gonna have to be starting to make tea from tomorrow. At least those few things. I mean, Mufti, you should have thought about it before you said it on the air. But
I give you a mic drop every time. I try to give you a mic drop every time. People, alhamdulillah, we have men that go to the masjid for Isha Namaz, and you meet them again after Isha, waiting online to get paratha and chai. Because your wife ain't making it. I'm sorry.
I will say alhamdulillah, because you've said last week, or I think it was last week at least, where we are more backward than even Pakistan, and I appreciate that we are backward. I say thumma alhamdulillah. It's something that is we are proud of. You may or just I and you should be coming here soon, inshallah. We'll make you a cup.
Inshallah.
We'll make you a cup of
for my second wife?
Any. Whichever.
Any number, huh? Pick a number. From 1 to 4.
So, inshallah. I know you've tried previously to come, but inshallah, at least we can add a face to you.
Inshallah.
Anyway, Mufti, we've reached the end of this program, inshallah. I just want to ask one more question. Yesterday I was reading about the fog and that. A lot of people in certain areas, it's still carrying on, especially in India. They've mentioned also Pakistan. A lot of people suffering, and they fear that many people could die from it. I don't know how bad is it. They said you couldn't see, that was in India. You couldn't see the Taj Mahal even because of all the fog. So Pakistan, how's it going there?
Oh, it's very bad in Lahore. They closed the schools down for a couple of weeks now. It has, I think it's the number two city in the world with the worst air pollution. Yeah, it's very bad. Mm. They're talking about, feeding the clouds, okay, to force the clouds to make rain, which to try to wash away the smog, okay? Rather than praying for rain, like Sahaba would do, right? Instead of praying for rain, we're gonna get the scientists involved.
Climate change.
They call it cloud feeding.
Okay.
They put something in the clouds that will encourage rain to come out of the clouds. Mm. So instead of raising your hands and asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's where we are. Yeah, it's very bad in Lahore.
Okay.
Again, they closed down schools and traffic and working from home instead of going to the office. Very, very bad in Lahore.
Allah make it easy and make dua for us as well. We'll meet you tomorrow, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum.
Inshallah. Wa alaikum assalam.